on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
So we got the news yesterday evening that former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar won't be standing in the next general election. Two of the papers lead with Leo Varadkar on the front page, but not for the reason you might expect. The Irish Daily Mirror, far-right plot to kill Leo, gangs plan to hire ex-soldier, threat real and advanced. And the Irish Daily Star, far-right plot to murder Leo. The Star reports that Gardaí mounted an emergency security operation after receiving intelligence of a plot to murder Leo Varadkar. Mr. Varadkar had his full armed security detail reinstated when he served as Taoiseach in 2022 after Gardaí learned that a gang of extremists planned to use a former soldier from an elite foreign military outfit to shoot him dead. The plot was real and it was advanced, a source said. So there was a plan to get weapons and they launched this security operation. I suppose they're able to say this story now that Leo Varadkar is leaving politics. So that's the front of the Mirror and the Star. Some of the other papers go with Coolock on the front page. So the Irish Daily Mail, Gardaí fury at Coolock chaos, a war of words over the unrest in Coolock has broken out between the Garda commissioner and then rank and file Gardaí who feared that lessons weren't learned from the Dublin riots. The Garda Representative Association is criticising delays in deploying the public order unit to the violence in Coolock in North Dublin on Monday. They're basically saying that it kind of exposed officers. It left them exposed to extremely volatile and dangerous situations. Garda Commissioner Drew Harris rejects claims that there was an issue with the policing response. Now, the front of the Irish Sun, barrier grief. A giant concrete wall has been hastily erected around a disused site which was set to house asylum seekers. This is the former Crown Paints factory in Coolock in Dublin. And the Sun says that yobs lit fires and pelted cops with missiles on Monday. Of course, we had the Taoiseach yesterday saying this was sheer thuggery. And we heard last night that the Garda Public Order Unit back out again. 70 people moved on. The Irish Times looks at the broader issue of how we house asylum seekers, and we are told that the government has identified more than 30 large buildings for use as accommodation for asylum seekers. Obviously, we've had protests in the past, not so much violence, but we've definitely had protests in different parts of the country. But the government is ploughing ahead with its plans to accommodate asylum seekers, and it now has 30 large buildings that they can use. The coalition, according to the Irish Times, faces potentially dozens more flashpoints around the country amid opposition from locals. It's understood the buildings were identified following an initial assessment of about 70, and the number suitable for use may come down again from the figure considered potentially usable after the first assessment. Interestingly, we don't get a list of the 30 buildings, and I assume that's for strategic reasons, because they don't want encampments of protesters and locals and different people getting involved in preventing these buildings being used for asylum seekers. The population could pass 7 million by 2057, says the CSO. The Irish Times has it on the front page. The CSO has mapped several projections for how the state's population might grow between now and 2057. Some of us won't be here to see 2057, but if you are, the island could have 7 million people. Under a high net migration scenario, which assumes inward migration starts at 75,000, goes down to 45,000 by 2027, and then remains at this level out to 2057, the population grows to 7 million. But of course, anything can happen around the world between now and 2057 that could mean you have an increase of migration to Ireland. The Irish Independent: state should help developers to build more homes for rent. The state should incentivise developers to invest in building rental homes, according to the Department of Housing. There is a significant need to attract long-term investment to meet the government's flagship Housing for All target, it says. This is a review by the Department of Housing. I don't know, does that mean cuckoo funds or not? But anyway, we need to incentivise people, developers, long-term investment in building more homes for rent. I should say congratulations to the Irish team on their big win. Lovely photograph on the front of the Irish Independent of Republic of Ireland goal scorer Julianne Russell celebrating with her daughter Rosie after the Green Army stunned with a 3-1 win over France, which, by the way, just a reminder, France is the world's second-ranked team. Incredible win at Páirc Cuíve in Cork yesterday, so congratulations to them. Inside the papers, if you like a slush puppy, well, there's a warning. Young children shouldn't consume slushy ice drinks. According to The Sun, the Food Safety Authority is warning that slushy ice drinks are causing children headaches, nausea and vomiting. I used to love a blue slush puppy back in the day, but little did I know it was giving me headaches and nausea. The Food Safety Authority of Ireland advises that youngsters aged 4 and under should stay away from them. They're also full of sugar, of course, and they should be limited. Consumption should be limited to no more than one per day for kids aged between 5 and 10. And I'm sure maybe one a week even or something like that. You're probably not buying your child a slush puppy every single day, but it has been found to be harmful to young children. And that, read more about that in The Sun. Elsewhere, we were talking there about Páirc Cuíve and the soccer. Well, The Star tells us that there's a hurling frenzy which has hit fever pitch in Cork yesterday. 15,000 tickets to watch Sunday's final against Clare at the Páirc Cuíve fan zone were snapped up in 45 minutes. These are tickets to go into Páirc Cuíve and just watch the game on a big screen. Now, I think you're far better off watching these things at home. I hate watching a match in a pub. Other people love it. Interesting to watch it in Páirc Cuíve. Local GA bosses will set up a big screen at the stadium to show the game. And Cork County Board Chiefs said 15,000 tickets were made available at the Rebels fan zone in Páirc Cuíve. Apparently phenomenal interest in the event. I don't know if there was a price or not, but all the tickets went within 45 minutes of going online. So good luck to everyone involved in that. It's a sellout as Clare play Cork on Sunday's final. Now, the weather is never far from the headlines. This is from across the water, but I'm sure it's the same here in Ireland. They're looking at what people are buying because of the kind of wet, soggy summer, and sales of fake tan and flu medicine are on the rise as we endure a soggy summer. The wet summer has seen sales of fake tan increase by 16%. Sun cream sales are down 10%. Of course, you are supposed to wear sun cream every day, even in winter, but the sales of sun cream also down. And demand for cold and flu treatments has jumped by a third amid the unseasonably cold weather. Also, people are flat out buying, and they reckon this is because of the Euros, people are flat out buying zero alcohol drinks because some of those games, of course, took place midweek, so people didn't want to be worse for wear heading into work the next day. And there's two stories about Taylor Swift in the papers. I thought we were done with her after she finished her Irish concerts, but apparently not. From The Star, we have the news that her boyfriend wore a Garda cap while partying with Taylor Swift in Amsterdam. The 34-year-old, this is Travis Kelce, wore the Garda cap. You will recognise this hat from the Garda Public Order Unit in a snap shared online. He was out for a night out in Amsterdam with Taylor and his fellow NFL teammates and pictured randomly wearing that Garda hat. And then separately in the Mirror, we are told that Taylor Swift has gone to Achill Island. I thought this was a joke yesterday, but they're treating it as serious in Mayo anyway. Taylor Swift, according to the Connacht Telegraph, finally made her dream trip to Achill Island. Apparently she loves the Banshees of Inisherin, and one local told the Connacht Telegraph that Taylor wanted to see if Achill was as beautiful as it looked in the film. She said how beautiful a place it was to live. Now, this is one local, but sure, anyone can say they saw Taylor Swift. Not exactly confirmed, but nonetheless, the Connacht Telegraph and the national newspapers have gone with the story that Taylor Swift has been to Achill Island to look at some of the hotspots from the Banshees of Inisherin. Now, those are the stories making the headlines.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.